Sports.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll maybe get to a couple emails here in a moment, but first, your calls about what you want. It's Brett in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brett.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, it seems like libertarian rhetoric and libertarian, you know, literature and whatnot is rife with comparisons between the United States dollar and Monopoly dollars, and I really don't think that's very fair.
To Monopoly?
Yeah, actually. Okay.
How so?
Well, you know, Monopoly games have the exact same amount of money in it since 1936 when the game was invented, right? And
yeah.
Since that time, you know, I mean, what did a game of Monopoly cost in 1936? Like, a nickel maybe? Maybe a dime?
Could have been that much.
And now you can pay upwards of $35-$40 for a game of Monopoly. So really, it turns out the Monopoly dollar is considerably better than the United States dollar. In fact, the United States dollar is losing value hand over fist in comparison to the Monopoly
dollar.
That's
an excellent observation that the Monopoly dollar still buys exactly what it bought when it first came out decades ago. It's still, you can still buy, you know, spend exactly the same amount.
And the exchange rate is getting better.
For Baltic Avenue, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and if you were to want to exchange your, as Mark was saying, if you want to exchange your U.S. dollars for Monopoly dollars, the U.S. dollar is actually losing horribly against the Monopoly dollar.
And against
the
properties.
I mean, how long will it be before a Monopoly dollar is worth more than a U.S. dollar? I mean, what, 10 years maybe?
I don't know how you would compare them.
Worth more?
I don't know what you know, bar you would compare them by, but you know, it's clear that you know, using the comparisons you said, a nickel versus $40 for a Monopoly game now, Baltic Avenue costs that much more in real dollars.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
The properties in Monopoly are continuing to rise against the dollar too. The dollar's losing value everywhere.
Interesting.
Yep.
Great observation. Anything else on your
crappy
mind?
Crappy currency.
No, that was everything.
Thanks, Brad. Very cool. Very creative. Appreciate it.
It's significantly better than many of the world currencies. For instance, the Zimbabwe dollar, whatever they call
they're
it.
They're having trouble.
That awful thing over there is, you know, they're printing so many of them that they're having hyperinflation. But
yeah, you need billions of them
compared
to buy
against real money and what the dollar, what an actual legal definition of what a dollar is a certain amount of silver compared to against gold and silver, which are the currencies throughout history. The dollar's crappy currency.
Oh yeah, it's in big trouble, and anybody who holds a whole lot of dollars would be wise to turn it into something else, precious metals or a house or anything else.
Commodities, stocks.
Yeah,
I don't know. You know how
I'm
those
no
are going
investment
right now.
Manager, please. So you know,
right.
What you might want to do is actually, you know, I've read Harry Brown's excellent book, Failsafe Investing, a few years ago, and I really need to pick it up again now that I've actually, you know, I'm going to be moving in the direction of needing to invest a little bit more. But he does a really great job in, I think, less than 100 pages of laying out a really sensible investment portfolio that isn't confusing. Because I'm no monetary expert or anything like that, and I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this. Harry Brown really makes it easy to understand. It's a great book. It's called Failsafe Investing. It's available, I believe, in ebook form at harrybrown.org, and you can probably still find it in print somewhere.
You know, good advice. I don't know if Harry's is or not, but good advice in this area is, you know, it's valuable because otherwise you're employing professionals to handle your money.
Harry's advice is excellent. In short, it basically points out the, I think it's three or four different areas you can invest in and how they play off against one another. In that, as you know, for instance, one example is as you know, the currency expands as inflation continues, gold becomes more valuable. So there's certain investments that as one rises, others will fall, basically, is what he points out. And I'm so rusty on it, I can't name them all. But it's just like three or four different types of investments. And so basically he says, you just invest in all of those areas. And if one of them takes a hit, the others will compensate for the hit the one area took. And he says that not only will they compensate, but over time, his portfolio, which was invested in the way he was recommending, gained like 9% a year. So, you know, on average, there are a few years where it didn't really do that well, but on average, over all of the years that he had invested that way, he did pretty decent, all things considered, and it really wasn't a very speculative portfolio at all. So, recommended.
Well, it'd be nice to gain a little money in your investments rather than just holding firm.
9% is a little bit of money, right?
Well, against what they're printing?
It might keep you up with inflation, and really that's the best you can ask for, I think. 800-259-9231. We continue. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Hi, hon.
Hey.
Y'all were just talking about, you know, our veterans and military daughters. I'm going to tell you something. They put my husband on medications that, I mean, they had so severe reactions that we had to take him off of it, and we got him on the natural stuff that does the same thing now. And
he's having reactions to the natural stuff,
too? No,
I mean, there's no reaction to the natural stuff. But everything that the VA is giving is so dangerous. Like, you know, these Lipitors and these statin drugs and stuff like this. I mean, this stuff kills you.
Yeah. Mm.
It's true. I've had to call the hospital myself and say, what are y'all doing giving people dangerous drugs like this?
They want to kill them. I'm telling you.
As a matter of fact, they want to do a bypass.
Nick's laughing over here. He doesn't believe me.
Well, I don't think they necessarily want to kill you. These are pharmaceutical, like Lipitor and things like that, are given out at every hospital.
Right. If they didn't, if they didn't give Lipitor, then they'd be considered, you know, remiss in not doing.
But
their
jobs. Also misprescribe drugs as well.
Oh, they do, and they overprescribe drugs.
Right. So, I mean, there's some real good evidence out there that some of the doctors in the VA system have it in for their patients.
Well, I've talked to some of them. They said they're actually going to natural medicine now. A lot of the doctors in the VA.
That seems unusual. I don't know if I believe that.
Sounds unlikely.
No, it's true. I mean, they have. I've already talked to some of them.
Yeah, all right.
And they
Paula.
Said that they, you know, that they're, you know, matter of fact, I left a catalog for the biggest natural medicine company in the world right there for the doctors.
Well, I'm sure they really appreciated that, Paula.
Well, a lot of them did. I mean, they really, you know, appreciate it. I mean, a lot of them now are beginning to see the truth.
Well, I don't deny that there could be some good doctors in the VA system. There's no doubt. I'm sure that there are. It's just that it certainly doesn't attract the best of the best. And their incentives aren't to help their patients. They're only going to do that out of the goodness of their heart. They don't actually have any financial incentive to do a good job. They don't have a financial incentive to treat their patients well. And I feel awful for anybody who's in the VA system. Get the hell out. Pay for your own health care. It'll be worth it in the long run. Thanks for the call, Paula. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
It's kind of like the public school. You know you're going to get substandard education versus, you know, the private schools out there. However, you know, you've done what it took to pay for it. You paid in the case of you know, military vets, they paid with their time. You know, they worked for this organization, and in some cases they're injured from their jobs in the military. So, you know, they're sort of invested. They're in, you know, and they kind of you kind of feel like you're in for an ounce, in for a pound. So in for a penny, in for a pound, whatever. And they might as well use the benefits they have, and it's sort of the same feeling that people have for public schools.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that the VA is not substandard care, but I do have to say, and I don't think there are very many doctors in the VA who are actively trying to kill off their patients.
I don't know, man.
It might be substandard care, and it might be not, you know, they might be the
I'm
worst doctors
you,
that made it through
I've talked to
school.
Veterans.
I'm not,
they're convinced.
Okay, I wouldn't make this statement either. I mean, that's crackpottery.
I wouldn't say
but
it if
however,
I haven't talked to veterans.
And that veteran certainly knows. He's not nuts.
He's the one. He could be nuts, but
however,
a persuasive story.
The fact is they're incentivized to do it. Well, I mean, you know, what are they going to lose if they kill off patients? They're just going to have fewer people to see.
Right,
if you
all
see
they
the
have
same
to do
guy
is
over and over again, he gets to be irritating. You give him a statin drug. Oh, it killed him. Oh, that's a shame.
Right, there's not going to be any way to really trace anything necessarily to those doctors if they're careful about it.
After all, they are disabled war vets.
Right,
of course they're going to die.
If somebody says something, if one of them says something about it, then they'll get shouted down by people like you. Oh, you're just a crazy old war veteran.
And
what the hell do you know?
And look,
those doctors aren't trying to kill you, old coot.
And look at the hospitals. I mean, when you look at the VA hospitals that have been put on the news for having, you know, very, very bad conditions.
Yeah.
What happens? Who loses their job?
A bureaucrat usually
nobody.
Gets transferred. Yeah, sometimes they transfer.
Sometimes,
but
rarely.
Yeah, nobody loses their job. I without hard evidence that somebody was actually prescribing drugs.
A preponderance of hard evidence.
Right.
Huge preponderance of hard evidence.
There's a preponderance of evidence that says that they don't really care whether you live or die, but I don't really see that they're incentivized to kill you like an angel of death.
Well, yeah, I guess it might show up if everyone started dying under one particular doctor's care, so they probably have to be a little careful about it. No, then again, who's investigating those things? More coming up. You can take control. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want, toll-free, 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI, toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you, so enjoy them on us. at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is Free Talk Live's biggest sponsor. Not only have they sponsored us for, I think it's over
a
year.
It's been a while now. Yeah.
Over a year now. You know, their money keeps us on the air, thank goodness. They've made plans with us into the future, into expanding Free Talk Live into something bigger and better. And if you can, it's just, I'm just saying
much.
That's all, I'm done talking about it. They've, you can thank SACL CAI by thinking of businesses that you may own, or, you know, that that your friends and family may own, and recommending to them that they turn over their accounts receivable, which is difficult and no fun, to
the business you work for.
SACL CAI.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can check out more. You can find out more about SACL CAI by seeing their banner at freetalklive.com. I recommend them fully.
It's a great idea because it's a great company run by great people who are Free State Project, or Jason at the very least is a Free State Project member, so he's.
And their whole concept behind collections isn't, you know, get the money at all cost. It's treating people with respect, and then the customers will return.
And apparently it works, because they've been in business for a long, long time at SACL.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not some new startup.
35 years, I believe.
Yeah, generations, right?
Around the second.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Matt in Michigan. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey.
Hey, Matt, what's on your mind?
I wanted to respond to a question Mark asked you and or yesterday on the show about if you would still support anarchy even if it were to have bad effects compared to a small government.
Right. If anarchy was, you know, an anarchistic no government situation was more harmful than a, you know, limited republic, you know, small government situation, would you still support it?
I don't believe that's a possibility. And because a government situation, inevitably, everyone has to be harmed. So,
I'm not discounting.
Yeah.
I understand that you don't believe it's a possibility. I'm not saying whether you. I'm not asking you whether you believe it's possible. I didn't ask you whether you believe it's possible.
Yeah.
So you're answering.
I cannot support aggression.
However, the question is, if it caused more harm in real terms, not aggressive terms, would you still support it?
I cannot support aggression.
Oh, there you go. You're an ideologue. Congratulations.
Do you support aggression, Mark? Is that what you're saying? You support aggression regardless of the consequences?
I think that I wouldn't support a system of government which would be more harmful.
I see where you're coming from on that. I don't support a system of government. So anything else on your mind?
Yeah, I was just going to bring up that if you would support a system that did involve coercion and a limitation on liberty just because of the effects, I don't think you can legitimately be called pro-liberty anymore.
Exactly.
Now you're pro-good effects.
Right. You're that would make you a utilitarian.
I have never, as a matter of fact, I approach all of my thoughts on this show from a utilitarian standpoint.
But the problem there, Mark, is
at all to be anything but utilitarian. However, I think that small government and liberty work.
The problem with utilitarianism is it's subjective, in that it's you deciding what is harmful and what is not. It's you deciding what is right and what is wrong for what you determine as the greatest amount of people. And that could be completely different. Your determinations could be completely different from Nick's or from mine or from Matt's if we were all utilitarians. And then you've got this unending conflict between
the
utilitarians.
But the evidence on this show is to the contrary. More and more people listen to the show. More and more people call in and say, I used to be a Republican, or I used to be a socialist, and now listening to you guys, I'm a libertarian. So the fact of the matter is, it's working.
Wait, what's working?
From a utilitarian standpoint, my utilitarian arguments are working. People are being turned to liberty because they see the logic in them.
Well, no, liberty's not what your point is, Mark. You're talking about small government, and that's not liberty. Whenever there's government, you have aggression, and so therefore you can't possibly have liberty.
So, 99% liberty isn't liberty?
No, it's not. It's
right.
Just, a nicer version of slavery than we have today.
Well, you're a 100% jerk.
No, you're the jerk because you're the one advocating aggression. I'm the one advocating freedom.
You're the one discounting liberty.
What are you talking about? Discounting
99% liberty?
99%
liberty is
not liberty.
So it's tyranny. All tyranny is the same.
If 1% of the people
tyranny.
Are tyrannized, if 1% of the people are tyrannized, my fight is, you know, my fight's not over. As long as somebody is out there being enslaved, you don't have liberty.
And we're both going to the same place. So why argue about it?
I don't know. You're the one that brought it up.
Well, brought what up? The guy called in on it.
You, but you brought it up initially. What else did you have to say?
No, I asked you a question.
Matt, anything else?
Mark, here's a question for you. Would you support, let's say, rape if it happened to, have less bad effects than good effects?
If rape had fewer bad effects?
Limited rape. How about limited rape?
Limited rape if it had fewer bad effects?
We're only going to rape 1% of all the women and men out there. That way 99% can be rape-free. How about that?
I don't believe that it's possible. I don't believe that that's possible. However, I support the least amount of harm to the fewest amount of people.
So you are saying you support raping 1% of the people then?
I don't believe that it's possible to decrease, harm to people by raping people. That seems like a ludicrous proposition.
And I don't believe it's possible to decrease harm.
I support the least amount of harm.
Right. And I don't believe it's possible to decrease harm or to eliminate harm by decreasing government, because there will always be harm.
But you support the least amount of harm?
No, I support total freedom and liberty.
See? Yeah. Ideologue versus practicality.
Well, I do have to say that even Thomas Jefferson, who supported institutions like slavery...
Jefferson's a fascist!
Well, no, actually, he said he would rather... It's a rough quote, but he said he'd rather deal with the problems arising from too little government than too much. So, and there are a lot of other libertarian thinkers who've said that
freedom is
worthwhile, not because it always works better, because honestly, for all the examples where government doesn't do as good a job as the market, you could have a scenario where you want to do something that doesn't make a lot of sense. If you're a utilitarian, you could be a safety Nazi, and even if it, stunted growth in the economy, you could mandate safety regulations that really might save lives that you couldn't mandate, through the free market. Mm, so there are certain scenarios where you could do something that accomplish your goals, and you might think they're worthwhile goals that you couldn't do through the free market.
I would totally agree that I would rather deal with the problems of more liberty than less liberty. I can see the advantages there, absolutely. I just approach these things from a utilitarian standpoint, and I believe that liberty works most of the time.
And you're willing to have people raped so you can have your small government.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Anything else, Matt?
No, thanks.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It's just a question to pigeonhole Ian. And the fact is, he sounds nuts when he makes
I'm nuts because I support non-aggression. I'm nuts because I support voluntary interaction. I'm nuts because I support liberty and freedom. Is that what you're trying to say?
You're nuts because you would support more harm to society than less.
I do not support more harm to society. I would not participate in a society that was harming its members.
You said you did.
No, that's not what I said.
Yes, you did. You said
no, I support freedom and liberty. It's your subjective declaration that it would be more harmful, whatever that would be off in the future, which you've yet to define. You've yet to come up with an example of this ludicrous scenario.
I gave you two examples. One was slavery. The other one was male circumcision. That these could be implemented. That the society's become morally.
I am not going to circumcise my children, so therefore it's not an issue for me. If a bunch of other people want to circumcise their kids, that's their business. I wouldn't necessarily qualify that as harm. That's their business. It's their religion. It's their choice. I may disagree with it, but as long as they aren't trying to circumcise me against my will, I don't think you have a situation of harm there.
You don't think that cutting off people's parts is harm?
I personally disagree with it, but they're not my kids, so it's none of my business what goes on in that
relationship. Because they're not your kids, they're not harmed?
I could say it's someone could make the argument. It's all subjective, Mark, your points here. Someone could make the argument.
Hold on. The loss of my foreskin is not subjective.
We are way behind here. I don't know where our break is, but it should be happening now.
No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit,
Our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the bulletin board system. We've got over 350,000 posts. There's a lot of stuff to talk about there. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com and get interactive. It's free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, for those of you listening via podcast or the radio, I don't know if our radio listeners heard, I think our radio listeners probably did hear it, but we went over our break time, so we probably lost like 30 seconds of the last segment. And so just to recap where we were at, you were bringing back up, or a caller brought back up something that you were talking, we were talking about the other night on the program, Mark, and that was this idea, the question that you had for me about if in the future, with no government, it turned out that there was more harm than there would be with a limited government.
Sort of.
I support limited government?
Really, what I gave you was a choice between two scenarios. A situation where there is no government and it causes more harm to society and people or whatever. It's more harm from no government than there is from limited government. And you had to choose.
Yes, and I choose total freedom. I choose the voluntary society. And because
even if you're looking at a Mad Max scenario where people drive it around with Jeeps and with 60 cals mounted on the top, and the only way you can... I'm just saying, like, there's a scenario for no government that causes more harm for people and to society.
Right, you have to go off into the realm of the extreme in order
that's
to even make a point.
Most people imagine no government means.
And you've got overactive imaginations, because all of the evidence points to a more peaceful society in the absence of a coercive state. In fact, I want to go back back to the point I was making here, and we'll go on with your phone calls, but the subjective point about what is harm, your question hinges on, well, would there be more harm in the voluntary society or more harm in the limited government society? And it all depends on your perspective. So, for instance, someone like me, I say that harm, the worst possible harm that you can have is people being enslaved and killed. And that's what we have with governments today. People around the world, this country and all around the world, they are either enslaved or they are killed by governments. Everyone, 100% of people fall into one of those two categories. And I don't think I don't believe there could be any worse harm than that. So, but then we change over to somebody else's definition of harm. For instance, a Puritan, their definition of harm might be parents educating their kids about sex. And if we left sex education in the hands of parents, then kids might not necessarily get the abstinence messages that they're currently getting today from the government programs. And so, therefore, having a free market society would be more harmful to the Puritans, from their viewpoint.
I don't think harm is necessarily a subjective term. It really just means bodily injury or loss of property in the same way that you use it. You and I understand harm terminology.
No. You're wrong.
That's incorrect. Most people would say that drinking beer is harmful to your health.
Sure.
It is. They say
no,
and the Puritan would say
a couple of beers a day is good for you.
And the Puritan would say that the Puritan would say that drinking beer or getting a sexual education is harmful to that young person's psyche or soul or whatever. So I'm
quantify soul. Quantify harm to your psyche.
I don't have to. I'm not the one making that point.
That's
I'm saying
it's
the pure
objective. I can show you a bullet wound. I can show you the loss I have of private property.
It is subjective because other people use the term to mean things that are not
other people. You're the one up against the ropes tonight, my friend.
Ponies, as far as I'm concerned,
most people in the world do, Mark. So yeah, if you're going to be utilitarian, you have to deal with the real world where people use harm to mean anything they don't like.
You're fired. Get out.
The fact is, I cannot. I would love for you to give me a vision of a world, a free market world.
Mad Max.
Look, even in Mad Max, not everyone was being extracted from, and not everyone was, subject to death necessarily.
They were subject to tyranny, where the Ayatollah of rock and roll comes after everybody. It's still tyranny, whether or not he's successful.
There was no perceived legitimate system that people necessarily obeyed. You could fight back against anybody who was an aggressor.
Did you see the pretty guy with the white hair get the arrow through his heart?
It's been a long time.
I will say that in the absence of a state, like a nation state as we would think of it, even if there's not perceived legitimacy behind, different violent individuals, what you've seen historically is once one state apparatus has disintegrated or gone away or been overthrown, you simply see either another single entity come up and replace it,
sure.
Or you see different factions fight. And
no doubt.
I have my doubts as to whether at least currently, a free market paradigm, a completely free market paradigm, would be sustainable. Simply see the majority of the people recognize the state, and once you have most people on the side of the state, you tend to see it.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. There's no doubt that an overthrow of the existing government would result, I think it would absolutely result in another government just coming to fill its shoes.
And likely something in the interim not as pleasant.
That is the history, certainly. That's why we're trying to promote the evolution of mankind to where we can educate people and have them accept and embrace those who believe in voluntarism, those who think like I do. We would like people to come to understand the voluntary viewpoint and embrace it themselves. That way we can move on past this whole notion of governments and move into a truly voluntary society. Let's talk to Paul in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul. Paul in Illinois, going once. Paul in Illinois,
fell asleep
going
after that whole thing.
Twice. Oh, I don't know. I thought that was pretty lively. I don't know if Paul's gone or not, but we'll try him back later if he's still there. Let's go in the meantime to the email box. A couple emails here right quick about intellectual property. From Meat, he says, I was going to write a lengthy email, but the more I thought about it, the simpler it got. Number one, patents, trademarks, and copyrights cannot exist without coercive force.
That's true.
Number two, in a society without laws to protect ideas, people with good ideas will find ways to profit from them. There's a huge potential market.
It would be different than today.
Yeah, it sure would. Meat says there's a huge potential market out there for people that are good at marketing to provide services for people with good ideas that would allow both sides to profit. That market can't exist as long as it's prohibitively expensive to protect intellectual property, like paying lawyers. In a world without intellectual property laws, the most honest, hardworking, and creative promotion companies would attract the people with the best ideas. Whether you're a musician in a world, whether you're a musician, inventor, or just an average person with a light bulb flashing over your head, it would be easy to get a good creation into the marketplace. This isn't libertarian utopianism. We've all seen the process working in Silicon Valley, where everyone made so much money that paying lawyers was a tolerable expense, and growth was so quick that the government wasn't able to gain any control of the industry. If you provide people who believe in intellectual property with a cheaper, easier alternative, they will come on board. And that's, of course, his vision for how he thinks things would work in the future. It could be that, you know, that might happen. It could be that I think Stephen Kinsella's vision of having sort of idea centers where there would be essentially businesses that would attract the best idea men, and they would innovate, and they would come up with ideas, and then manufacturers would take those ideas and manufacture them. That's another way it could possibly play out. Or it could possibly play out in a way that none of us could possibly identify, because the fact is the inventors will want protection. Probably they'll want protection for their ideas. They'll certainly want to profit from them. Whether or not the ideas are protected, they'll certainly want to profit from coming up with good ideas. And if the marketplace can't figure out how to do that, well, then the marketplace can't really do much of anything. But we know the marketplace is very good at solving problems and providing people with what they want. So inevitably, someone would develop some innovative ways to get inventors paid for their great ideas.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that, to me, it's right. It's fine that people download stuff off the Internet. It's impractical to try to go after them, and it's certainly not good for your business to try to sue your customers. And I think a lot of people that download things off the Internet buy things too. You know, for instance, they'll read a book or read a portion of a book on the Internet and then go out and buy the book because they want to possess that book.
Yep.
Or a CD, music, that kind of thing. It's difficult to know. When it comes to selling things that belong to someone else, as far as intellectual property goes, I think that's immoral. However, if that's your only excuse for having a government around, I think it's a pretty crappy one.
Well, and let the marketplace figure out how to protect those people. If that's what they're wanting, there will be ways to do it. More coming up. You can take control, whether it be some sort of interlocking protection system, insurance, or what it would end up being, I can't predict. But it would certainly be a lot better than this one-size-fits-all government patent system. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, and if you enjoy the program, you can help support Free Talk Live and look good in the process by shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com, order great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. Just go to store.freetalklive.com. Also, if you're looking for some great pro-liberty entertainment, you should head on over to Nick's website, freemindstv.com, where you can get YouTube videos of Free Minds TV. You can also get a podcast and downloadable MP3s of Free Minds Radio, which you guys took a week off this week from Free Minds Radio, right?
Yes, we did. We were
Pork Fest.
We were still coming back from Pork Fest, and Toby and Brenna had some things they had to do on Sunday as well, so we figured with all the shooting we did over the weekend, we had done our duty. But there will
be a lot of footage, right?
Yeah, there will be a Pork Fest special that will be separate from the regular episodes. We will be coming back.
You'll be making up the lost week.
Yes, in terms of video. So
another great way to fill your plate. If you don't get enough Free Talk Live and 18 hours a week or 12 hours a week isn't good enough for you, then get on board with Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio because it's great stuff. And you guys are doing a good job over there. Someday, hopefully, you'll make some money at it.
Hopefully. Someday.
Hey, you had to put in your time. We did.
Yeah, what was it, like 4 or 5 years before we... 4 years?
Something
before we started
like
making money? All right, 800-259-9231. We're going to try Paul again. I believe he is on the line this time. Let's try Paul here. Hello there. Paul in Illinois. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, this is Paul.
Yes, sir. Go on. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is... dealing with the whole Catholic.
The what?
The whole Catholic thing. And
Catholic?
Yeah. And
what Catholic thing are you referring to?
What are you dealing with?
Well, I'm wondering, is this something that we should be concerned about?
Catholics? What are you referring to?
They've been around 2,000 years. What's there to be concerned with?
Well, you know, it's been going on for 2,000 years, and I'm wondering, should we be concerned about this? And is this something that we should be
believe the Catholic Church is doing? I don't understand the question.
Should we be concerned about what?
Give us some idea what we should be concerned about.
Let me see if I'm understanding this question. Should we be concerned about the fact that people practice Catholicism? Is that what your issue is?
No, I'm wondering, you know, how this enters into this end time.
The end times.
Yeah, you called the wrong show. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. That when Paul, whom I don't believe is a legitimate apostle in the first place, claimed that that in fact the end times were near, I believe that he believed that they were coming relatively soon. Therefore, he was wrong. And I don't think that they're any closer now than they were then, and I don't really think they're going to happen at all.
Paul, your thoughts?
No, seriously. You don't believe? No, I'm just asking. James and Paul, you know, had a very difficult time with each other. And if we are in the end times, which you know your show believes, and I believe
I don't know what show you think you've called. You have certainly called the
wrong. I don't believe in the end times.
I don't believe
that they exist.
Yeah, I believe the Bible's a silly old book, sir.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So the Bible is a silly old book.
That's right.
I believe it gives some good guidance on how to live your life.
In some places.
I think that it points to, that God exists.
There's some poor guidance there, too, I'll tell you that.
I can see where the psalmist, wrote with joy in his heart about a God that he loved. I can totally see that. I think that the Proverbs offer really great advice.
But there's good advice in a lot of books out there.
Yeah,
I think it
would be silly to believe that Noah floated around on a boat made of gopher wood.
I understand. Kabbalistic views, the Judaistic Kabbalistic views, you know, how do they answer it?
Yeah, I really am having a hard time answering your question, so I'm just going to let you go. Thank you for the call tonight. How do the Judaistic Kabbalistic views enter into the end times?
Is that Kabbalistic what he's getting? Catholic?
I have no clue. That man was out of his board.
Sound like religious questions.
Yeah, you know what I think it might be? There's some speculation. The network that we're on, the Genesis Communications Network, sometimes runs two shows simultaneously. They have like an internet only network that doesn't go out to any radio stations or anything like that. And I think there's some pastor that has a show opposite ours at the network. So maybe he thought he was calling that guy's show. I don't know. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, even if you're a crazy old religious guy like that guy. Hey, here's a disturbing story from the Associated Press. Thousands of friends, colleagues, and strangers joined President Bush and his wife Laura in paying respects on Tuesday to Tim Russert. Several hundred people were in line for more than an hour before the early afternoon start of the wake at St. Albans School, blah-bitty-blah-blah-blah, it goes on to tell you about how...
So is the cadaver there?
Huh?
Is the cadaver there?
I don't know.
I just want to know, I mean, if I'm going to wait an hour, you better produce a body.
Wow. Nick, as a television personality, would you want your fans to come to your funeral and wait around an hour to... hang out and...
Not really. I mean, I suppose if I had longer, hopefully I'll die a long time from now and hopefully do more on TV. I guess if I had a really long career and they wanted to, but I think it's weird. People on TV, just because you've seen their face a lot, if you've never spoken to them or met them,
yeah,
the person inside that box who's moving around and talking doesn't know who you are sitting there on the couch. And they probably don't care whether or not you come to their funeral.
It's probably the case, but that's not the disturbing part of the story.
I kind of see what you're saying. I mean, I've met a few people, quite a few people that have listened to the show, and sometimes it goes well, and sometimes it's a little uncomfortable.
Right.
And sometimes I guess it would be the most introverted of them will come up and say, "I listened to the show," and then stand there and kind of smile a little bit as though I'm going to start doing the show for them or something. I don't know. I try to have exchanges.
Right. It's nice to know that you have fans, especially when you're doing something where you have a message and
I just want them to enjoy the product.
Right. But you and the fans with Free Talk Live and Free Minds TV, there's generally a shared common goal and something you're working towards with your fans. In the case of Tim Russert, he was just a journalist. I mean, he was a talking head. He asked people questions.
Right.
His job was to sell ads, and he might have been a really nice guy. I
mine is too.
Right. right. It's true. Mm-hmm. And I don't, you know, I don't really see why people are flocking to Tim Russert.
Well, I can explain that. I think I can explain that. I don't know how much it is with TV, but I'm sure it's similar. They say that radio is a very personal medium. When you're listening to the radio, it's the voice of the host going right into your ears, and if you listen long enough, you feel like you know the host. So
I think you do,
the case,
to a large extent.
To some extent, yes. But it's exactly what you said, Nick. You may know something about us, but we don't know hardly anything about you.
Right.
And so don't be confused for a moment. We may be friendly, we may be nice guys when you meet us in person, but we aren't your friends, right?
Unless they, you know, someone
it can
gets
grow that way.
Unless we actually are your friends, in which case that's a possibility, but you have to kind of
be here
in New Hampshire.
I'm certainly open to that, but...
Yeah. But that's
I
not
mean,
the
for instance, there was a the caller here, pretty regular on the show, Sam, who... he'd call in, and he seemed a little radical to me and everything, but when I'd talk to him in real life at the Pork Fest and that kind of thing, I got to know this guy, and I liked him. And he stayed over, last week at my house a couple of days during Pork Fest. You know, he was wanted to travel yeah. state and that kind of thing, so I let him stay at my place. So... And Robert Wicks, another caller on the show, they've stayed at my house. So, you know, I'm open to that, however...
Oh, not boy, now you're going to have people emailing you.
Well, I want to spend the night.
That's not happening.
Can I sleep with you? But even with a show like Free Talk Live, there's an interaction. You have callers who you know.
That's true. You can't interact with Tim Russert.
With Tim Russert, he's just pumping stuff out there for you to watch.
He's probably not replying to emails either. I'm sure he gets a ton of them.
No, probably not.
But here's the most... I mean, the interest... Yeah, that's kind of a human interest part of the story, but what I found the most disturbing is the idea that the president... is going to a wake for a television personality. And it really shows, and there's a whole bunch of people there as well, but it really shows you how the lines have been blurred between the world of journalism and politics. It's not the journalists keeping the politicians' feet to the flames anymore. It's a mutual love fest between the two. The president is essentially worshiping this guy after death, just as, you know, as they salivate and worship, all the politicians. That's their job description now. It's not to check them. It's not to balance them. It's to bow down to them. And it's really strange to me seeing this happen. More coming up tomorrow night. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you